The upper part of the barn would be called a what?
Hay loft. Be a loft. That's where we stored hay.
Would there be any other places where you might store hay in the barn?
That would be the only place that we stored hay.
If too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how's it kept outside?
They stack it.
What would be the shape of the stack?
Would be around pointed. Would start off big at the bottom and then point up triangle at the top, which is called a stack.
Was there a cart that was used to bring the hay?
Yes.
Do you remember what that was called?
A wagon.
And when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
You let it lay out on the ground till it dries out, and then you stack it, what's called a stack, or you store it and bale it.
Okay. Where'd you keep the cows?
Kept them in the barn. Had a certain portion of the barn was made for the cows and some for the horses.
Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside?
It was called a milk shed. Uh-huh.
And where were the hogs kept?
What was called a milk hog pen.
They
were kept outside of the barn.
Was it a open space?
Open space.
Do you remember where people used to keep their milk and butter before refrigeration?
In the spring or a well. They had a spring, they put it in the spring, but a lot of times they'd let it down in the well to chill.
What do you call the place around the barn where you might let cows or mules and other animals walk around?
That would be the barnyard is what we call it.
And then the place where you let them go out to graze?
It's a pasture.
Was it fenced?
Fenced. It was fenced, yeah.
Did you ever raise cotton?
Cotton, yes.
Can you tell a little bit about the work that you did when you were raising cotton?
Well, it was first planted and it was sown and you had to thin it out, what was called chopping cotton. And after you chopped it, it was then kept plowed until you had to poison it for the bugs and all. And then it went to cotton, and that was the way it was. You'd have to pick it by hand then in my day.
How about the grass that grew up in the cotton field where you didn't want it?
That's where you had to hoe it.
Did y'all have a special name for that?
No, it was just called hoeing cotton.
Okay, cotton and corn grow in a what?
Field.
Tobacco is grown
in a field.
What things would you say were grown in a patch?
Turnip greens and collard greens and sugar cane and stuff that's not raised on a big limited. It's in a limited order is what that is.
Okay. What kind of fences do you have around the yards and garden?
A wire fence.
Do you have a different name for different kinds of little wooden fences?
They have a fence rail on some of the fields.
Okay. And how about the wire, the kind of fence that's made out of twisted wire with sharp points on it that you keep can injure cattle?
Oh, a barbed wire. It was topped off with a barbed wire, piece of barbed wire, which was called a barbed wire. That kept the animals inside.
Okay. Can you think of names of fences that were made out of wood?